The national prevalence rate of female genital cutting is 41% among adult women. Female genital mutilation is practiced in more than 28 countries in Africa and a few scattered communities worldwide. It is prevalent in Nigeria, Egypt, Mali, Eritrea, Sudan, Central African Republic, and northern part of Ghana. Female genital cutting has both short and long-term consequences. Short-term effects include severe pain, shock caused by pain or excessive bleeding, difficulty in passing urine and feces, while long-term are increased risk of newborn death and vaginal problems, among others. Despite the consequences of female genital cutting, why do people still engage in the act? Some residents of Ibadan expressed mixed reactions.
Whatever reason for doing this, it's not enough reason to justify the kind of experiences that gay child is going to have later on in life.
From what I knew, I learned that female genital mutilation is to reduce the sexual drive of the woman, so the lady will not be promiscuous.
Not others, scriptural, also there are some dangers attached to it. The child may bleed to death.
A medical doctor, Bolaji Ahmed, noted that cultural belief and ignorance were responsible for continuous prevalence of female genital cutting in some African countries.
People still engage in female genital cutting for four major reasons: social, cultural reasons, hygienic and aesthetic reasons, spiritual and religious reasons, psychosexual reasons.
Dr. Ahmed emphasized that female genital mutilation do not have any benefits but numerous negative effects. How then can the act of genital cutting be curtailed? A nurse, Mrs. Oluwatoyin Olufemi, called for stiffer penalty on perpetrators to serve as deterrent to others.
By cutting a female child, you are doing harm to the sexuality, you are inflicting physical injury on that child. So when people are brought to books, and then also the penalty is not stiff enough. But if it is not an offense that you can bail yourself from, maybe it is 5-10 years imprisonment, people will sit up.
Mrs. Olufemi also called for more aggressive campaign on the dangers inherent in the act to reduce it to the barest minimum. In Ibadan, this is Citylal Kupoli reporting.